We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Total Information AM.
It's over!
But wait.
We're going to overtime!
It's Total Information AM Overtime.
Overtime!
On KMOX.
8:32, welcome into Studio B. Michael Calhoun, Charlie Brennan, Tom Ackerman, Roger Brand with you. And this is the morning after the holiday radio show. So we'll have to discuss that at some point this morning. Roger Brand saved the world yesterday. We can't ignore that. We've got to get to that at some point.
The reviews are in.
But first, we talked about this yesterday. Roy Moore, and yesterday we talked about the poll numbers. And today we've got the word that the GOP is flipping course and deciding to fund the Roy Moore campaign in Alabama after initially pulling out, saying we're not going to support him, no advertisements and no money. Charlie Brennan, are you surprised by the about-face by the Republican Party?
A little bit, yeah, especially since there were, you know, Republican senators just a couple of weeks ago saying that if he does get elected, they're going to yank him out of there and replace him with somebody else. And I didn't understand the legality there, but I think it's fraught with peril for the GOP because it seems like Americans are pretty divided on this, and female voters and many male voters are not very comfortable with Roy Moore. Even though I say that, guys, knowing that a man is innocent until proven guilty, and these are very old charges against him, even though there's been more evidence, I don't think it's damning evidence, but it's more evidence indicating that he did have these relationships, close ones, perhaps in some cases even legal, even though they were very young women. But still, they raise your eyebrows when more and more women are walking forward and saying, yeah, we were either pursued or we were items.
Yeah, and it's just a sad, state of affairs on what's going on in today's world that, you know, that the Republicans at first they're going, oh, this is outrageous. And like you said, if he gets elected, if he refuses to step aside, we're going to force him out. And now all of a sudden it's like, well, you know what, we need another vote on our side, and we need somebody that's going to be a team player. So especially Trump, so it's like, bring him in and whatever baggage he has, we'll just deal with it. Where are people's standards? It's what's more important in Washington to these guys than what's more important as far as the morality of the country and then people's conduct.
Well, I saw a tweet by Mitt Romney last night. He said having a majority is not worth it if it means having an unseemly character in the Senate.
Yeah, so they're changing their tune, and Trump's right there leading the charge.
He's denied not knowing any of the women.
Yeah, and it's gone back and forth, right?
Back and forth, but didn't know them at all. And then I saw the Washington Post had that report yesterday that one of the women was 17 when he was 34. And she provided the Washington Post with a card that he gave her on her high school graduation. It read, "Happy graduation, Debbie. I wanted to give you this card myself. I know that you'll be a success in anything you do, Roy." One of the women that he denies knowing.
And they had a handwriting expert who seemed to verify. But now I know this is a dumb question, guys, but he was 34, she was 17. In Alabama, was that against the law? I don't even know.
I don't know what the age of consent is in Alabama, what it was back at that time, and that could have changed. And I don't know, to Roy Moore's credit, at least he didn't write anything incriminating in that card.
Well, that's
if that was a family friend or something, and he's giving a card to their daughter who's, maybe thinking about a path in government or something, it seemed, reasonable.
In and of itself, you could not convict him based on what was released yesterday by the Washington Post.
No.
But that was just to refute his claim that he didn't know her.
Right.
That's just like, you don't know me. Okay, well, how about this card that you gave me? So it's just, I think, like you said, I think a lot still needs to be played out. I think we're a long way away from that.
Well, December 12th is a big election, right?
And, yes, it is.
A week from today.
Yeah. I think he's got a very good chance of becoming a U.S. Senator. And then Mitch McConnell, what are you going to do?
Well, Hancock and Kelly yesterday talked about the impact on 2018. Potentially too, especially if he wins, and how this becomes a campaign issue for all of those races in the House and Senate that are up next year. There's a new poll that's out from the it's PRRI, the Public Religion Research Institute, this morning, but it's got a 27-point gender gap on the generic ballot. So you know how 2018 they poll and they just say generic Republican, no name versus Democrat. Women give Democrats a 20-point advantage, and men give Republicans a 7-point advantage. A 27-point difference between the two genders on this.
Yeah, I see that.
On who they're going to vote for.
And they also, that. And that's key because you get the if the Republicans lose the Senate, wow, that's impeachment territory. All of a sudden, we have Democrats controlling the Senate, and who knows what can happen.
Yeah. There'll be a big push, I guess, to get women to the polls. I mean, when you're looking at that big of a difference, I mean, that they can make in the turnout, that's amazing.
Yeah, the poll also says 70% of Americans say that the stories about women being sexually harassed and assaulted in the workplace are part of a broader pattern. 24% say they're just isolated incidents. 78% of women and 63% of men say it's not isolated. And 77% of Democrats say the stories reflect a broader pattern in society, and 59% of Republicans say that.
Oh, it's unbelievable. Maybe later, and I don't know if I will or not, because it's so gross. James Levine, the longtime Metropolitan Opera director, I think he's been at Powell Hall. He had been in Boston, all over, one of the greats in classical music in this country. He's got people coming out of the woodwork claiming, and this is a male sexual harassment and maybe even rape, you know, making horrendous claims against this guy. And the only reticence I have about broaching this topic, you know, next hour and 10 o'clock hour is, even though it's in the New York Times, it's so filthily disgusting, you know, what he did with these young men in his, you know, in his orbit. It's just and so I'm saying it's not just women who are making some of these claims right now, right?
Yeah.
All of Spacey's accusers are, well, not all, most of them are men.
I think
they're
men, yeah, right.
And Danny Masterson from that 70s show, I think these are women, but he just lost his job with Netflix. And he had a new show with Netflix, and they just dumped him over rape allegations, but he says they're from a few years ago.
Men or women?
Women.
Women, okay.
Yeah. But that's an example of no charges at this point, nothing formal in the legal system, but these allegations came out against Danny Masterson, and he's out of a job.
Danny Masterson, Kevin Spacey, Charlie Rose, Matt Lauer. I mean, you know, so, and I heard you say it on your show, Charlie, recently, is how many people out there that you'll never know about, because they're not Masterson, Spacey, Lauer. They're not out in the spotlight being outed like that in an office building, in a school. It's stunning, it's shocking, and it's sad, and the pattern of behavior and the years of it going on and on and on. It's, you know, it's all coming out, but not all of it.
8:39, we'll check traffic and weather together up next. It's 8:42, and overtime continues on KMOX in Studio B. Michael, Charlie, Roger, and Tom with you. And St. Charles County residents have been protesting a trash transfer station planned for, I believe, near the Family Arena. This is not a dump. It lies below grade of the neighborhood. No prevailing winds. But Charlie Brennan, if you owned a house there, how would you feel about a trash transfer station up the block?
Oh, I'll tell you, I'd be against it. And I know the trash has got to go somewhere. So I admit, I'd be not in my backyard. I'd be front and center. It's one thing to have, the Vianney baseball team playing. It's another thing to have zip lining. I don't mind that. I don't mind kids running around. I don't mind stadiums full of people cheering into 10 o'clock at night. But just the trash trucks going around during the day, I'm sorry. I know it's not the attitude I should have, because it's going to go into somebody else's neighborhood. But you ask me what I want at my neighborhood, and the answer is thank you, but I'll pass.
Well, there are industrial areas, right? It's not like there's no place in the region for use like this.
Well. Well, they can put them further out, although eventually, you know, suburban sprawl will catch up with it.
Explain the trash transfer station, Roger. How are you going to get the smells? Are you going to get sounds?
Well,
what are you going to get?
Yeah, well, it's definitely the sounds. I mean, it's not a trash. It's not a landfill. So that's the one thing. I mean, anybody who's lived here long enough, if you driven on 5570 downtown, you can't hardly see the Gateway Arch anymore on 5570 because that. You know, that dump has gotten so tall. But these transfer stations, like you said, trucks run I don't know how hours they work, but in that area. But I mean, it's a busy place, and it is. It's like an industrial kind of a setting. So is that an industrial area? It's a residential area. So I can see where that's not the place for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the question is, if I was an owner of a home in that area, would I be upset? Yeah. I mean, I think there's a reasonable. It's definitely reasonable to be concerned and be upset. I've heard some very vocal people in these sound bites that we've been running this morning, and I don't blame them.
Well, and nothing against the trash hauling industry.
No.
Love them all, you know.
It's like I moved there to live in a nice, quiet place. Now you're putting a trash transfer station? Well, hold on a second.
Yeah, just the trucks run around all hours of the day and night. And maybe they'll even restrict it, you know, to daytime only. But that means you'll have trash trucks in and around you during the day. And I admit, it's got to go somewhere.
It does.
There's some poor fool who's going to, you know, live next to it. I just don't want it to be me. I got to be honest.
You know what we ought to do is, Roger, close your eyes and get that math going. We got to get Ryan Recker in the necklace and just make all the trash disappear.
Sure, why not?
Just get rid of it like the Sarah sculpture, right?
Dump it out in the ocean somewhere. That's fine.
I've been thinking about that because it's got to go somewhere. You know, all these places. We're all generating tons of trash.
Yeah. Well, you know,
don't even ask me where it does go. Where does this go? We got a trash bucket here. Eventually, where's it going to end?
It depends what companies, you know, picking it up. I mean, they all have their places. My city used a trash hauling company when I first moved into Shrewsbury. I'm sure Chris Myhill will tell you. From Winfield, Missouri. They drove trash trucks down. Christian Environmental Services, based in Winfield, serviced Shrewsbury, Missouri. You know,
Did you have a gas surcharge on your bill?
Well, you know, it wasn't bad. My rates have actually gone down. Now, the latest company is Waste Management. Of course, they're more local. But, I mean, that's how far away they were bringing these guys. I mean, and that's, you know, so, I mean, where their transfer station was, I mean, it's, there's not too many people who are affected by that one, I don't think. Mm-hmm.
So try to recycle as much as possible. Let's do a story. Let's have a camera follow that wastebasket, and let's just see where it goes.
Get the GoPro ready.
We need to get some permission, I'm sure. But let's just follow along. Where does the trash go?
Well, that begs the question, when you throw something in a recycle bin, does it go to the recycling or not?
Yes. I've wondered about that.
That's the investigation right there.
Yeah. It used to be you had to sort everything. When I was a kid, you couldn't even put, you know, green glass had to go, brown glass, clear glass, paper, you know, aluminum, tin, everything had to be separate. Now you can just put whatever you want except for styrofoam and a couple of the different products, and it just goes into one big can. You wonder, are they really recycling that? Is somebody actually sorting through every item in my, you know, 25-gallon trash can to put it in the proper place or send it where it needs to go? I don't know about that.
8:47 coming up. When you go to grab a cup of coffee, do you fudge for some cash in your wallet, or do you just tap your phone? And Starbucks is planning to get rid of one in favor of the other, but they don't want to lose their humanity. What does that mean? We'll talk about that. Coming up next, it's 8:47 on KMOX.
Total Information AM Overtime. The conversation continues on KMOX.
8:51. I know Charlie Brennan makes it a habit sometimes to stop by Starbucks on his way in. I see the coffee cups. And the chairman and CEO of Starbucks, Howard Schultz, on CNBC says that Starbucks could be cashless one day, Charlie, but technology won't replace our humanity in dealing with customers, he said. What do you think about that?
I believe that, yeah. Many people buying those coffees now are doing so without cash, credit card, or with their Apple iPay or whatever they are paying with. I don't know, even understand all the methods. But someone's still got to pour that coffee for you. Now, hey, back up again, Brennan, because there are machines that can do that. I guess Howard Schultz is not going to go the machine route, so you'd have a robot preparing that. But you go to, let's say, Seoul, South Korea airport, and you order a beer, it comes out of like a vending machine.
How much foam is on that? How's the pour?
It's good question. Great question. It's like half an inch, something like that. Okay. It's perfect. Just perfect.
I was in New York over the weekend. New York City has 283 Starbucks. Can you believe that? Not the most in the world. The most, you just mentioned the city, Seoul, South Korea,
really?
284. Starbucks is doing very well. By the way, every Starbucks, all 283 of them are packed. I don't know how that is, but they're all, it's a great place for people to, I guess, to work, read, enjoy a cup of coffee. I do use the app. I use my phone. I enjoy that. It's convenient. I don't have to reach into my pocket for change or exchange any money. I just use the app, and if I need to reload, I just press a button and it charges my credit card. It's great.
Bingo, bango, bongo. Speaking of locations, Starbucks, Edward Jones, based here in St. Louis, claims it has more offices in the United States than Starbucks has locations.
Oh, really?
Yes. Wow. How about that?
That's they amazing. Have hit a huge milestone in terms of the amount of money that they're managing for people.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, and I think they have more offices in St. Louis than while they're based here. But, I mean, I think they're, you know, when you can go down a half a mile and you see like three or four Edward Jones offices, I mean.
They just opened one in my living room. They're everywhere.
Good client.
Right next to Starbucks?
Right next to Starbucks, right.
Mm-hmm. You got everything you need right there. You don't need to leave your home.
Don't need a waste transfer station.
No,
you don't.
One of those. We don't need as many of those as Starbucks. Thank you.
Oh, 8:54 as we continue on overtime. And yesterday, President Trump made a trip to Utah to shrink some national monuments. And just talking about Starbucks, another big company, Patagonia, they've turned over the homepage of their website to a message saying that the president is taking away your land by shrinking these national monuments. Another private company getting involved in politics. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, that's their American right to speak out and say whatever they want. And if their customers disagree, maybe they'll vote with their pocketbooks. I do like land set aside forever and a day, like Teddy Roosevelt did with the national parks. Having said that, you know, I got here today with a fossil-fueled Chevy Malibu, and my car fills up with gasoline. And to get that gasoline, you got to drill for oil somewhere. So I might say, I don't want it in Utah or Idaho or Alaska, but that means it's going to be drilled for in someone's someone's bay or Venezuela or Saudi Arabia or somewhere, right?
Well, so, yeah, but I mean, are we really going to continue to use more oil? I mean, at least in the United States, I mean, is it Chevrolet that, I mean, a couple of car companies have announced they're going to, Volvo, I think they're going to, within 5 or 10 years, they're going to have all electric fleets.
Yep.
So, I mean,
in 10 years.
The auto manufacturers are finally realizing, well, we don't need to rely on oil to sell cars. People will buy them that are, and you know, one of our engineers has it's the Bolt, not the Volt, but so it's the other Chevy. It doesn't go in for a scheduled service check until you reach 120,000 miles.
Wow.
I mean, how often do you take your car and just, I mean, to the oil change for an oil change? I mean, all the little things you have to do to a regular car, no scheduled maintenance for over 120,000 miles on a brand new car. And they're putting it out there. I mean, it's not planned, you know, obsolescence, obviously, with Chevy. It's not like, well, we need to get this thing in the dealer as much as we can.
It's the Bolt or the Volt?
The Bolt.
Fewer moving parts.
Yeah, well, exactly.
But maintain.
I mean, I think my son thinks he's driving a Bolt. He never changed his thing. Oil, he never does anything to it.
Well, call Johnny long enough and get him on the phone about that one.
The electric and the self-driving will probably come about the same time.
That's
within about
thing.
10 years.
Right.
Oh, well, here's what's on tap, sponsored by the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Charlie Brennan, take it away.
Well, he's a St. Louis guy who started Shake Shack in New York. You all know about that. Danny Meyer's going to join us. He's going to bring us Shake Shack to St. Louis.
But is he bringing it to the studio?
Oh, I think he's on the phone today. Dang.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.